Today we say hello to our listeners on KDHL in Faribault, Minnesota. Listeners there know there is one athlete put this town on the map. In fact, he's the only man from the state to date to win the Heisman Trophy. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Make a trip to Faribault, Minnesota, and you'll likely see the name of Bruce Smith. Years may have passed, but his accomplishments are still remembered here.
From all accounts, he always had very evident athletic talent. We always look at his efforts on the Gophers and then when he did some time in the NFL, but even before that, it was very obvious that something was special about that guy.
Dave Nichols shares the story from the Historical Society here that chronicles the life of Smith, who graduated from the high school in Faribault in 1938 and then was a star halfback at the University of Minnesota.
Man, was he a bullet. You know, I've seen a few clips of him booking it down the field that they happen to have, and whoo, I get it.
Smith was the standout in the Golden Gophers' back-to-back undefeated seasons in 1940 and 1941. In 1940 alone, he scored 3 game-winning touchdowns. At the conclusion of Smith's senior season, he won the Heisman Trophy, the only player from Minnesota to ever win the honor of Best College Football Athlete. Smith passed from cancer in 1967, and the family later sold the trophy. But in a sense, you can still see that trophy here at the Historical Society.
They will only ever make one trophy for each Heisman winner. However, because the first trophy was sold and kind of lost, Heisman made a second one just for us so that we can have it here.
But we've yet to mention perhaps the most interesting part of this story. For you see, Bruce Smith was on his way to accept the Heisman Trophy on December 7th, 1941. And the events of that day changed his acceptance speech and his life after college. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCrae.